With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
President Ronald Reagan once said, "It's true, hard work never killed anybody, but I figure, why take the chance? We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information that you won't want to miss. This week, we've got some great guests lined up for you. We've got the professionals at XD Tech Management Consulting. We have Susan Simonson from Lydia Healthcare, along with the new Playmaker Spotlight. And as a special treat for all of you that listen to the end of the show, I've got some tips on how you can automate some parts of your business. That's right, you're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. You're listening to Get Down to Business. We're powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@TandemHR.com. So thrilled to be joined here in studio by Xavier Hernandez and Chico Rangel, who have joined us, as I said, from XD Tech Management Consulting. And I've had an opportunity to take a peek at your website. Fascinating work that you're doing. But Xavier, why don't you get started and tell me a little bit about the work that you do?
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Shalom Klein. Thank you for having us on the show here. We're excited to be here at the Jewish Business-to-Business Network. And wow, where do we start? It's been a roller coaster ride for us. Myself working for workforce development a couple years, writing a couple grants, teamed up with my business partner here who's been an expert in the field for the last 20 years and decided to create a really hybrid model of workforce development with services of grants, paid staffing, and alignment with a wheelhouse of workforce products.
Well, what a great issue to be talking about. Workforce is a topic that we talk about all the time on the show, and I'm glad that you were able to join us today. So workforce is a pretty broad topic. Do you focus on specific industries?
Absolutely. The car partnerships that we have are obviously advanced manufacturing, but technology is starting to really catch up to a lot of the industry, and starting to mirror a lot of what folks are doing at school and what's really happening in real life. For example, in the past, you would think IT was just standard to an office positions or somewhere that would be more technical. But as advanced manufacturing is growing with cloud-based systems and networks integrating together, you're starting to see that it's becoming a more of a holistic, all-one purpose as years have passed.
That's great. So your office is based in Chicago?
That is correct. We have an office in Chicago and also in Milwaukee.
So, Chico, I'm curious. It's, you know, it's one thing to be providing services, but you guys, aside for the services that you provide and the customers that you're helping, you're running a business. You're entrepreneurs. And that means that you deal with all of the challenges that come along with that experience. How has that ride been?
Well, as Xavier had mentioned, it's been a roller coaster. We've been blessed thus far. We've been open for 2 years, and in the past 2 years, we've hit peaks and lows taken the business approach from a not-for-profit background that we both come from. It's been a struggle, but we've been blessed. We've ventured, you know, as I mentioned, peaks and valleys, and at this moment, we're blessed to meet with certain different
Tons of amazing people, I'm sure, on a regular basis. And as long as you have more peaks than you have valleys, that's what counts.
Right.
And it's quite the ride, quite the experience. So is XD Tech Management Consulting an idea that you guys came up with? One morning, you were stuck in traffic like perhaps days like today? Or was it an idea that came out of a long shower in the morning?
Yeah, actually, it's been a 20-year odyssey. you know, working with the Mayor's Office of Workforce Development, helping companies through their peaks and valleys, we were able to not only manage but assist them with their grants and stabilizing their workforce. And one day when I teamed up with Chico here, we realized that it was a new disruptor that was coming ahead of us, and we wanted to be part of that new change that was coming in the horizon.
So what you mentioned grants several times.
Yes.
What does that mean? How are you helping businesses in that area with funding?
Absolutely. You know, grants can vary from purchasing of equipment to utilizing to strengthen your workforce. typically these grants are great because if you want to compete at a global market, you really want to focus to see that there's performance-based candidates out there. And in order to do that, the timing with folks is that it's really hard to get back into school and get into maybe a one-year, two-year, or three-year commitment. But with these grants, it allows you to build a certification program that aligns directly with industry standards and industry practices.
Interesting. So later in the show, as I mentioned, we've got Susan from Lydia Healthcare. So is healthcare an area that you are involved in right now, or is that a future possibility for XD?
Exciting, yes. It's something new. We're actually just invoked on that in the last 6 months. As we mentioned, that integrated systems with cloud-based networks are starting to work together, and we are doing now health and wellness. It's become an intricate part of our society. Manufacturing is not only just standard blue-collar work. It is also now a more of a holistic approach as to how you eat, is how you perform. And that actually tied into a lot of our wellness programs where we're getting clients that need the expertise in our healthcare, and they're looking for grants.
That's great. So grants, government grants, business grants, where are you looking?
Both. There's also angel investors as well that are out there that want to strengthen the local economy, and there is also returns on that as well.
So provide us with some examples of businesses that you may have worked with in the past, businesses or organizations that you've been involved with names or without names, but how have you helped an organization?
Absolutely. Working for the mayor's office, sometimes we are the unsung heroes when you see a company that's struggling out there and they're getting ready to lay off folks. Well, we're probably possibly right before that end where we actually help folks to stabilize the workforce, getting them grants, whether if it's going to be tax credits or maybe performance grants where employees could actually grow with the company so they can, as they build and sales folks go out there and build on a global market, they could actually produce a part that they're selling. For instance, when you have the big box names, a lot of times it's quite easy in the state of Illinois to say, well, let's go to our neighbors in Wisconsin or in Indiana, right? They're going to give you all these incentives. But you have to counter that with Illinois state workforce grants. And typically that's what retains folks and keeps them in the community without venturing off to a different state.
So you mentioned this, 20-year odyssey, as you said, and we have, mayor's now been around for 4+ years.
Yes.
New governor. How does the political changes affect the work that you're doing?
I think that, the new governor actually is exciting because we were over at the Illinois Hispanic Chamber of Commerce annual event a couple weeks back, mm-hmm. and it was exciting. There's a lot of new entrepreneurs in the horizon, not only in the Latino community, but in all communities, and it's quite exciting because as new entrepreneurs grow, there's disruptors, which mean that there's going to be new ways of doing business more efficiently, more economically, and obviously at a lower rate.
How strong is the Latino entrepreneurial community?
Oh, huge. From the guy that's selling the corn out of the street to the guy,
I think I visited him this morning.
Did you? Yeah. It's quite exciting because as you go to the Pilsen community or Little Village community, you'll quickly realize that there's boom in business right then and there. The Latino community tends to spend their own money in their own community. This is no different from years of old, right? When the Italians, the Irish, and the Jewish worked together to build their network. And we're really excited to be part of that growth as we're starting to build our network and growth. In the past, the Latino community generally stayed to the lower entry positions, the low-hanging fruit. But it's exciting because from that Ronald Reagan era, I attributed to that had the opportunity to, obviously born in this country, go to college, do all the right things and be successful now given the American dream. And we want to be able, myself and Chico, want to be able to share that dream and that career pathway. A lot of times we get stuck with it being an entrepreneur and not really understanding the back office solutions. And typically that's when folks tend to fail as opposed to really focusing on their day-to-day.
That's a strong, strong message. And I love what you said about, folks supporting within their community. I think I know in the Jewish community, I know we can be doing more of that. Sometimes you take it for granted with the big box stores that are out there. You got to support your local businesses. So Diotolino Rangel and Xavier Hernandez, thank you for joining us on Get Down to Business. I'm sure our listeners will have questions. I'm sure they're going to want to learn more about the work that you're doing, learn more about the business community. How can people get a hold of you?
Wow. Two ways. We've talked about cloud-based solutions either online or you can call us directly at our office at 773-309-8133 here in Chicago.
Fantastic. And the website is
xdtechindustry.com.
xdtechindustry.com. You guys are doing fantastic work. We'll track your progress. We'll have you back on the show real soon. You're listening to the show that's all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Coming up, we're going to check in with executive business coach and award-winning Vistage chair, Dick Smith. You're listening to Get Down to Business. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call them at the easiest number ever to remember. It's 708-771-7777. Coming up, we're checking with Dick Smith. We've got a jam-packed show for you. We're going to be talking with Susan Simonson of Lydia Healthcare, and I've got some tips on how you can automate some parts of your business. Don't touch that dial. Lots more information coming up ahead.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Edens from Lake Hook to the junction, it's 21 minutes. Also, the Edens Spur ramp is pretty heavy between Waukegan Road and the Edens Expressway. The Kennedy inbound slows down between the O'Hare Extension and Canfield. Also, a little slow between the junction and Pulaski. And finally, between Ogden and the Circle, it's slow. O'Hare to downtown, 24 from the junction is 13 minutes. Outbound lane slows down between Keeler and the junction. Also pretty heavy between the junction and Sayre. Downtown to the junction is 11. Out to O'Hare is 29. The express lanes have no problems. Eisenhower inbound Thorndale to the post office is 31 minutes. From Mannheim takes 18 minutes. Keep in mind the Eisenhower at the Circle interchange that's closed for road construction until 5 a.m. Monday morning. Tonight, look for temperatures around 66 and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 84 and partly cloudy. Currently, 73. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Here's how you know Hillary Clinton is taking this seriously.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
She is resorting to her effort to be humorous, which is a dangerous business for Hillary Clinton.
But she said that she never received or sent any emails with information marked classified.
This is not going away, so she can be as defiant as she wants. She can't make the untruth become the truth.
It's going to get worse.
Hillary Clinton could use a good Bill Clinton sex scandal.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5. On AM 560, The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CD Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at CD Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-504-3229. That's 1-800-504-3229.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 90 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-504-3229. That's 1-800-504-3229.
It's time for the Playmaker Spotlight with Executive Coach and Vistage Chair, Dick Smith.
Well, welcome once again to the Playmaker Spotlight, the part of the Get Down to Business radio show where we speak to the CEOs and business owners here in Chicago and share their stories and best practices with you. Playmakers is brought to you in part by Vistage International, the world's largest CEO advisory board organization. And I'm your host, Dick Smith, the CEO business coach, and I'm an award-winning chair for Vistage International. Tonight, I'm very pleased to have as our guest Bill Downey. He's the president and CEO of High Grade Incorporated. It's a welding and manufacturing company headquartered in Schaumburg. And from their website, High Grade, a contract manufacturer specializing in complicated weldments, custom sheet metal fabrication, CNC machining, and assembly. For over 40 years, High Grade has been manufacturing highly custom complex parts. You only need to go to their website to see some of these very cool parts. From prototype to production, they say, their team of experts can partner with you, design, and your design teams to produce great results. High Grade is a highly flexible, world-class, demand-based company that is committed to its employees, the environment, and quality, all the while maintaining a competitive solution for their customers. Once again, Bill Downey is the president and CEO of High Grade Incorporated, and welcome to Playmakers, Bill.
Dick, thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Hey, happy to have you. Hey, give us the CNN version of High Grade's story. How did it get started?
Well, it got started back in 1969, basically in welding. Experts in welding at that time, they branched out in 85 and expanded into CNC machining. So the old-fashioned way of machining now, you know, had the aid of computers. With that expansion in 85, they diversified into sheet metal fab in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I got involved in the organization at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And we got involved in laser cutting, punching, sheet metal fab, and making anything out of metal.
Mm-hmm.
But really handling the complicated type of environment. Not the simple little brackets
right.
that everybody can make.
Right.
What differentiates us is we like the complex, the complicated.
Mm-hmm.
People tend to maybe cherry pick the easy stuff to bid. We look at differently. We want the complex stuff.
Gotcha. So how many employees at High Grade? And tell us about your offices and your locations.
Okay, we are in Schaumburg. We're up to 100 employees right now.
Wow.
We're in a state-of-the-art facility, brand-new facility for High Grade.
Mm-hmm.
With using the latest in laser technologies with automation, 24-hour systems that run, lights out, very clean environment. And we also employ the practices of lean. So when you come through the facility, everything has a flow. It moves, and there's very little instruction we have to give our employees. Everybody knows where it goes, and it really creates a real sleek process. When a part hits the floor, it's finished within 5 days.
Wow. Okay, so you're all the ISO certified and 5S and lean.
We're ISO certified. We've gone through lean practices through a company called Demand Point out in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So we've embraced all those practices and are continually using them to improve the process of the organization.
And you have just the one location?
One location, mm-hmm. But we serve clients throughout the United States, Canada, Germany, and in Malaysia. So some specialty stuff.
A very high tech, very highly high processed parts.
They're precision parts.
Precision,
whether it's
that's the word I'm
saying. Precision machined mm-hmm. parts or precision fabrications. Mm-hmm. What makes us unique is the ability to do those things in a precise manner compared to maybe a carpenter that has tolerances of maybe a plus or minus a 16th.
Right.
We're talking tolerances the thickness of your hair.
Oh, my goodness.
Or better. So it's really precise type of work.
So are you guys doing 3D prototyping at all?
We do not do any 3D prototyping. You know, that's the latest craze out there with those 3D modeling machines mm-hmm. that can do that that type of work. And that's really the pre-production stage before
right.
they may release it into a machine part. They
right.
may do it that way to really get a feel for what the product looks like
sure.
Down the road. So we're more after that. We build per print. So we don't have a particular product we build. We build everybody else's product.
Everything is custom.
Everything is custom.
Yep.
So you need those types of custom things, whether it's one part or
mm-hmm.
several hundred parts.
Mm-hmm.
We can do all that within our facility. We managed inventory. It's air conditioned, so we don't have to worry about rust and all that type of things over a period of time. So we really look at partnering with our customers and developing that relationship, not only just for the one part build,
right.
but really for the long term.
Right. Yeah, your website, when I look at it, absolutely embodies precision and cleanliness. I've never seen a manufacturing facility look quite as clean as yours.
Well, it's pride because it creates an impression when your customers come in,
yeah.
and it tells you all about your business. It's, you know, not only is pride within the facility, but it's all the pride that goes into the product they get. We're really built on customer service.
Mm-hmm.
So when they partner with us, it's an account manager will take control of that account and make sure it's delivered from the starting point to the end
all the way to the packaging, how they receive it. We look at all the details of how they want to receive that part.
Gotcha. So excellence is in the details in your situation, for sure.
It is, and it really sets us apart.
Good. Hey, if you're just tuning in, this is the Get Down to Business Playmakers Radio Show Spotlight, brought to you in part by Vistage International, the world's largest CEO and business owner private advisory board organization. And we're talking to Bill Downey. He's president and CEO of High Grade, Inc. So, Bill, you mentioned the service piece, and you guys are really involved from start to finish, all the way to the packaging. So how else? So that's your differentiation. Is there anything else that differentiates you from other companies that might do precision machining?
It's that all aspect of it, but it's also what goes with the quality. We are a company that prides us on quality, and we're pushing quality levels past automotive type of quality on custom work, whether it's one part of the, or several hundred or thousands of parts, the quality component is there. The other thing in today's market, it's very demanding. The lead times are less. Companies aren't stocking product as much. So it's important that product is delivered on time.
Yeah.
We're pushing 97% on-time delivery for all customers within our organization. We're very close to achieving those goals, and it just creates that comfort environment and trusted environment with our customers. Hey, you give it to High Grade, it's going to be done right, packaged right, and delivered on
time. Right. With a great quality.
Exactly.
That's good, fast, and affordable.
And affordable. We may not be the cheapest, but we're going to deliver you that trust and product. You're going to know you're going to get it done well.
There you go.
Right on time.
Right.
Within High Grade. We turn parts typically under 4 weeks.
Wow.
From print.
Conception.
From print all the way to finished product, whether it's with a finish, painted product, plated product, or the like. It's a very demanding market, and we have to figure out how to serve that in the jobs that we process on a monthly basis. We process over 800 to 1,000 different blueprints a month, shipping up to 40 to 60,000 parts a month.
Wow.
So it's really high mix, high volume type of product, and if you can deliver that in a quick and timely manner with the quality, the customers are really looking for that in today's market. That's what's really the differentiator between us and somebody else, is meeting the demands of today's market.
So who are the segments of the market you serve? Automotive, I assume?
A little bit. Not really much in automotive. We're really more commercial. So we're really in transportation products.
Okay.
We're in medical devices and MRI machines. You think about it, all the spinning parts in an MRI machine, you really need a good structure to hold that. The thing we've done further is getting accolades that separate us apart. We have a certified weld inspector on staff right now, because when you have such a rotating device, you need a good sound structure to hold that, so the customer and the end customer, the consumer, are comfortable going in that machine.
Sure.
We have the accolades to support those types of products, and our customers lean on us for that, and that's an area we're really expanding in.
Let me ask you this question. I've talked to a number of manufacturers, and one of the concerns they have, I'm going to see if it's one of yours, is attracting talent. I mean, kids today, they have a preview that manufacturing means dirt under the nails and not a clean environment, and it's not hip and whatever. It's not attracting millennials. Is that a problem you have?
It is a problem, and it's a thing we're trying to change. With High Grade, where we are today in our new facility, it is clean. You know, the epoxied floor is well lit and so forth, because we're trying to separate ourselves and teach the young kids coming in that this is a viable career path.
Right.
And also teaching educators and getting educators involved. We're working with Harper College, having them out and showing them, and we're actually partnering with some of the local community colleges to try to draw that talent in, so we can try to dismiss that misnomer about manufacturing as a dirty environment. These are actual career paths, and we've recently brought on some young talent, some that finished high school, some that have a two-year associate's degree, and we just recently hired a four-year finance major because these kids are now recognizing that there is viable options in manufacturing, and it's not a dirty environment. There's actual ways we can grow talent-wise.
And they could have a great career as well.
Exactly, a very good career. And that's the thing we have to do better in manufacturing, is to educate the teachers that there are choices out there besides going to college. There are some viable alternatives out there, and manufacturing is one of them.
It's a good, viable one. Well, I'm afraid we're just about out of time, but I want to thank our guest, Bill Downey, the president and CEO of High Grade Incorporated. Bill, thanks for being with us. You got a great reputation as a wonderful manufacturer that you millennials ought to check into. If you're looking for a job, the best way to get a hold of you then, Bill, is www.highgradeinc.com. Is that right? HIGRADEINC.com.
That's correct, Dick. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bill. I want to thank our listeners for being with us. This has been the Playmaker Spotlight with your host, Dick Smith, CEO, business coach, and chair for Vistage. And now back to Shalom Klein.
Last year, hundreds of AM 560 listeners joined together for Freedom Summit Chicago. This year, on Saturday, November 14th, Freedom Summit returns. This full-day event will feature some of the nation's top conservative speakers, including AM 560's Sean Hannity. You'll also be able to attend seminars on grassroots activism, developments in public policy, and organizing for victory in 2016. Tickets start at just $29. Go to freedomsummitchicago.com to purchase yours today. That's freedomsummitchicago.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler-Ignacio. Now, a Category 3 hurricane expected to bring heavy rains to Hawaii's Big Island tomorrow.
Ignacio is now a little weaker than this morning. The maximum sustained winds were estimated at around 115 miles an hour.
Anthony Raines with the National Weather Service in Honolulu. Three Washington firefighters remembered at a memorial service in Wenatchee.
There were three young men who knew that they were having the time of their lives. They all had this desire to be a part of something special, the wildland firefighter community.
The three men killed battling a wildfire in north central Washington state. Memorials also held today for two murdered TV journalists and a Houston sheriff's deputy. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Kennedy, it slows down between the O'Hare Extension and Canfield. Also a little slow between the Junction and Pulaski. And finally, between Ogden and the Circle, it taps the brakes. O'Hare to downtown is 24 from the Junction, takes 13. Outbound lane slows down between the Junction and Sayre. Downtown to the Junction is 10, out to O'Hare 25. Express lanes are at 8 minutes. On the Eisenhower, inbound Thorndale to the Circle is 31 minutes. From Mannheim takes 18. The Stevenson heading outbound from Lakeshore Drive to Cicero is 14, to the Tri-State 28, and to 355 is 38 minutes. Dan Ryan inbound heavy between Cermak and the Circle Interchange, and Lakeshore Drive northbound slows down between Soldier Field and Jackson Drive. Tonight 66 and partly cloudy, tomorrow 84 and partly cloudy, currently 73. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
My name is Dr. Howard. I've recommended Balance of Nature for over 15 years because of the excellent results I see in my patients. Balance of Nature doesn't make any claims of treating or curing any particular disease, but I think the results speak for themselves.
Well, I had back pain for the last 40 years. 4 days after I started taking this stuff, it's gone.
This summer was the first summer that I have not had to have a steroid shot to help me to breathe.
It's fantastic. My husband is loving the product. I'm so happy that I ordered it.
Yeah, I haven't got sick in a year, first time in my life.
When you can give your body a full variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables in their 100% natural, whole food form, you receive the unmatched balance of nutrition. Call toll-free 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code Chicago.
Back on the show that's all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We're powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. Check them out online, tandemhr.com. So as I mentioned, thrilled to be joined here in studio by Susan Simonson, who is the life, the energy, the operations behind Lydia Healthcare. You've got a great team behind you, but you guys are really doing fantastic work. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So Lydia Healthcare, where are you located?
Robbins, Illinois, 139th and Kedzie.
Robbins, Illinois. So a little hike to the station. Glad you were able to make it out today. You've got Lydia prominently on your shirt, so you're proud of the work that you're doing. So for our listeners that are not familiar with Robbins, Illinois, or one of Robbins' largest employers, Lydia Healthcare, or perhaps the largest employer, you'll tell me that in a moment, what does Lydia Healthcare do?
Well, basically, Lydia is Robbins. Robbins is Lydia, okay?
Well, you're the mayor then.
Pretty much.
Okay.
So Lydia is a specialized mental health rehab center. Started in 87. My dad bought the business from a HUD auction, and I was lucky enough to buy it from him in 1999. And today we run an operation of 412 beds, and we help these people get recovery.
That's simply amazing. So you have a family story behind the business. Is this something that you knew that you wanted to get into as a kid?
No. I wanted to be a warden in a prison.
Wow.
Wow. Right.
Wow. Okay. And what was it that was it a moment of inspiration? What was it that made you decide that you were ready to dedicate your life, your days, and I'm sure your nights as well to mental health?
I believe that God gave me this feeling of caring. I walk in each day to my business and say, I'm so glad I'm here. I've had vendors say to me, how can you do it? And I said, what do you mean? How can I do it? I can't wait to get to work each day to help these people, because those with mental illness, it's like alcoholics. They can get recovery, all right? People don't believe that someone with a mental illness, with the right programs, the right medication, they actually can have a better life. And that's what I'm here to do with Lydia.
That's amazing. So where are your, I'm trying to remember the term that you used, your consumers?
Yes, consumers. Mm-hmm.
That's the term. Where are your consumers coming from? How do they end up at Lydia?
The consumers at Lydia come from all over the state, sometimes out of the state. We have a very good reputation of helping those with severe mental illness. I have a 7-acre campus, and they come from hospitals. We get referrals from family members, professionals, psychiatrists. A lot of people now know our 855 number, so we get emergency help. I often just do online or over the phone help. I don't even need to have them come in to live there. Sometimes I just help them on the phone and get resource.
That's incredible. You are a tremendous resource in this space. So mental health, talk us through what is mental health, and who is somebody that is suffering from a mental health illness?
Mental health, I actually suffer from anxiety disorder. I take medication. If I didn't take medication for the last 15 years, I couldn't sit here and talk to you on this mic. Mental health means you're unable to process thoughts. You have issues with suicidal ideations. You're very disorganized. And people need medication. They need programs. They need therapies to be able to live with their illness. And they can do that.
It's depression a form of
depression? Is absolutely. Depression, schizophrenia, bipolar, which is like manic depressive. They're all forms of mental illness.
So just a few weeks ago on the show, we had Miriam Ament Foreman, who founded an organization called No Shame on You. They deal with individuals, actually entrepreneurs, a lot of people, primarily in the Jewish community, that are suffering from depression. And Susan, you just said it so clearly, and I think this is an issue that's not spoken about enough, that we walk in the streets, we conduct business. Today I have, I forgot, 15 meetings, and half the people I'm going to be meeting with, everybody has something going on in their life. And just because it's not broadcasted, you know, on the back of their shirts or something like that, people are dealing with all sorts of things. Business professionals all over the world, the most successful people, have an issue. And the people that are in Lydia Healthcare are just more people with their form of issue. Is
every day you read the newspapers, if it's not on the front page, it's on the second page or the third page of somebody that has a mental illness, that something has happened to them. You read about the prisons. You read about the correctional centers. It's all over. Everybody sitting at this table today, I'm sure, has somebody in their family that has some form of mental illness.
I wonder if a coffee addiction, that's what I have. Is that a form of mental illness?
Well, I haven't met you in the past, so that could be.
Okay. I'm glad we're being clear on this. So we're going to continue the conversation after the break about the more of the work that, that Lydia is doing. But Susan, how many professionals, and I want to use that term professionals, how many staff do you have working for you?
Well, I'm not going to get into the budget issue right now, so I'm not going to be a political crybaby. So right now I have about 160.
And I think it's safe to say with that comment in mind that that Susan had additional staff and had to make some cuts. The budget situation is tough, and I doubt we'll have time to delve into it too much. But you have a qualified staff of professionals of 160 dealing with a building of 412, I think he said.
That's correct. And remember, I also have roughly 30 consumers who are working there. So that's an additional 30 that help also in housekeeping, laundry, dietary. So I am there to have these people who live there work as well to get back to society.
And you have all those people that you mentioned that are calling asking for advice. So Lydia Healthcare, we're going to continue the conversation with the boss herself. Susan is going to tell us a little bit more about the great work that they're doing out in Robbins, Illinois. I wonder if I should be calling you the mayor, but we'll get into that maybe next election. We'll work on that. You're listening to Get Down to Business. Don't touch that dial. More of our conversation with Susan coming up right after the break.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenlos with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Eisenhower, it's pretty heavy between Ashland and the Circle. Thorndale to the Circle is 31 minutes. From Mannheim is 18 minutes. Keep in mind, at the Circle interchange, that is closed for road construction until 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Over on the Stevenson, heading outbound, slows down between Ashland and Kedzie. Lakeshore Drive to Cicero is 12, to the Tri-State 26. Out to 355 is 36 minutes. On 55 southbound, it's pretty heavy between Route 53 and just before Veterans Parkway. There's been a report of a crash involving a motorcycle. On the Dan Ryan inbound, it's heavy between Cermak and the Burns Circle interchange as well. Tonight, look for temperatures around 66 degrees and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, it should be 84 and partly cloudy. Currently, it's 73 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, then turn up your radio, because you'll want to hear this life-changing offer. Right now, you have the chance to hear things again more clearly and crisply than you ever imagined, absolutely risk-free. You heard me right. Now you can try an amazing, life-changing technological breakthrough called Listen Clear and hear everything, absolutely risk-free. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life, but you must call now. 1-800-300-3391. Listen Clear is precisely engineered by audiologists to fit your ear almost invisibly, and you can adjust it to hear more clearly wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so nobody will even know you're wearing it. Now you can hear everything with Listen Clear. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-300-3391. That's 1-800-300-3391. 1-800-300-3391.
Back on Get Down to Business, we're talking with Susan Simonson of Lydia Healthcare in Robbins, Illinois. So, Susan, what is a what is a day in the life of Susan Simonson look like?
Well, being an owner and an operator, excuse me, of a large mental health center is quite interesting. And as I walk down the halls of a 7-story building, consumers come to me and ask me, can I have a TV?
I saw that in action. I witnessed that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like the mother of the facility, okay? These people look at me as like they're there now and they have a family. There's problems. Don't get me wrong. It's not perfect, but nothing is perfect. But when you have a building of 412 consumers and almost 160 staff, it's like a community. And we walk down the halls like the streets of the community and really get into helping these people. My staff don't sit in offices. They go out and they work the system. They help them.
So are there activities at Lydia?
We have activities, like I said, of a 7-acre park. We have outside basketball. We have volleyball. We have a baseball field. I'm right now tearing down part of my land to make a farm. So we're going to have a farmer's market next summer so that we can raise funds for the consumers. For more out trips, we have a bus. We take them to the different museums. We have just a lot of exciting things. We had a car show a month ago where the Corvette Club came out. So we really are trying to integrate into the community at large in the South Side to show mental health is real, recovery is real.
That's for sure. So you have activities in the building. You go on outings. How can our listeners help? Aside for obviously knowing that Lydia is a resource in mental health, What can people listening to the show do to help Lydia Healthcare and recognize and understand how to help people around them who are dealing with mental health?
What people can do is understand that there is help, okay? Getting the name out of Lydia Healthcare to the community at large is really what's important to myself. We've always been stuck in this little South Side in Robbins. Oh, my God, you're in Robbins. I can't go down there. It's a bad neighborhood. Once somebody walks in the doors of Lydia, they smell the popcorn, they look at the receptionist and they said, wow, this is way different than what I thought. People need to just understand that there is help and don't be afraid to say, you know what, I need help.
That's really important. So are there outings that you're trying to get together? Are there partnerships that you're trying to formulate that some of our listeners might be able to help make happen?
Well, of course, I'd like to have Rickett calling me.
And you want the Stanley Cup?
I'd like the cup.
Okay.
Come visit.
Bears preseason is underway, so there's a lot of things we could do.
There's a heck of a lot of things to do, but these consumers would love to go to any outing that is somebody of your listeners is willing to help. I'm working now with the Chicago Sky. They're a great help. And there's a lot of resources out there that if they want to help those with mental illness that really are indigent, they need help. I'd be happy to receive your generosity.
That's great. And we'll share your contact information in just a moment. I actually went out to Lydia to visit the team. And I watched you guys in action. And first of all, the smell, there was no smell. I walked in and as you said, there was a smell of popcorn. There literally was popcorn in the front lobby. And it was delicious popcorn, by the way. The tour was amazing. 7 floors, 412 beds. It's a busy, busy place. It's a busy community. There were residents out in the yard. There were, consumers. That's the term. Consumers that were out in the yard. The staff was simply incredible and nice. I would strongly encourage our listeners to get out and pay a visit. I know Robbins maybe isn't on everybody's daily commute, but I would encourage you, reach out to Susan Simonson and find a time that you could pop in, pop in for a quick visit and walk the floor and see what's going on and see how you can help, how you can volunteer to make something happen. But most importantly, so you can understand that mental health is real. It's not just for people at Lydia Healthcare or people in some other building or facility. This is something that every single person deals with daily in their life. As I said, I've got my coffee addiction, and I don't know. Susan, I might need your help. So how can people get a hold of you if they want to learn more?
Well, we have, of course, our website, lydiacares.net. That gives you a good full understanding of who my staff is and what we do. On the website, you'll see an 855-296-6300 number. That is an emergency hotline answered 24 hours a day. Yes, I answer it during the day and at night sometimes. And that's two of the best resources. You mentioned having people come out to visit. Basically, if you came out to see the facility, you'd probably want to work there, all right? And we'll hire you because I'm ready to move forward. We're building and we're increasing and we're advancing into a next level. So I'm really honored to be on the show.
Well, it's great. We'll have you back on to talk some more about this, a very, very important issue. I'm fascinated by the story of Lydia Healthcare, you, your father, taking over from your father after probably, as you said, wanting to be a warden in a prison. We've got to talk some more about that story. But you have a fascinating story. You have a fantastic team. Important issue. We'll have you back on to talk some more about the program. But again, check out lydiacares.com.
.net.
lydiacares.net. Get on that website. Find out more. Call at the 855 number if you need emergency help. Email, call Susan from Lydia. She can help, and I would encourage you, come out there and visit. If you have a partnership, if you have tickets to a game, call. You can help people. You could change their life, literally. I was blown away by what's going on over there. After the break, I've got some more tips, advice, and information for you about how to automate parts of your business. You're not going to want to miss it. Got some networking tips for you. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You can download podcasts from the show at shalomkline.com, and I'll also be posting who's going to be on next week on this show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We're powered by Tandem HR. Check them out, tandemhr.com. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plan. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a risk-free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a risk-free trial, call 1-800-550-1388.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a risk-free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised. But hurry, call now for details while these risk-free trials last. 1-800-550-1388. That's 1-800-550-1388. 1-800-550-1388.
You can find out about all of my events at shalomkline.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. With your starting out as a small business owner, there are certain things that are a necessity for the survival of your business. In order to be productive, there are several parts of your business that should be automated. Although, as the business owner, you surely know that automation needs to be done, it's often the first thing to fall by the wayside, especially when hundreds of other items may take priority over it. Business automation can save time and money, and it can help you expand your business. Automation doesn't have to be a mystery. I've got some simple ways that you can automate your business process in your company today. Automate customer and vendor contact. Set up autoresponders to acknowledge customer emails and orders. Use templates to respond to common questions or requests. Use invoice processing software to manage accounts payable. You may have to spend a little money on a quality CRM, a customer relationship management system, or invoicing software, but it can be money very, very well spent if you're able to free up valuable time and energy that you can redirect to other income-producing efforts. Salesforce, Zoho, Sugar CRM, they're all popular options, but be sure to do your own research to find the best fit for your business. Coordinate software and schedule automatic services. Businesses often lose time and money by duplicating effort. Sometimes something as simple as making sure that all of your employees are on the same calendar system goes a long way to help your business work and operate more efficiently. Consider cloud services that can sync calendars with multiple devices for a seamless work experience. I know it might sound cheap, but I use Google for just about everything. In addition, create an automatic schedule for essential tasks such as virus scans and data backups. Not only does automating these tasks save time, it also helps guard against a catastrophic loss of data. Norton, Trend Micro are two companies that offer automated security and storage solutions. Finally, make marketing automatic. There are numerous ways you can automate your marketing efforts. Constant Contact can launch email and social media marketing campaigns, as well as manage email newsletters and autoresponders. In addition, you can use social media dashboards such as Hootsuite to schedule postings on multiple platforms. While automation can have its benefits, be careful not to overdo it. For example, there's speculation that Facebook postings made via a third-party dashboard are less likely to make it into fan news feeds than those manually entered. The best approach may be to balance some regular postings through a dashboard with status updates entered on site. Be sure you don't automate your business to the point where it loses its personal touch. There are certainly times when a slower customer service experience is preferable for both your customers and your business. These tips can only scratch the surface of what automation can do for you. The only way you get the full benefits of it putting to use and getting started today. For those who have already launched your business and are wondering how in the world will you have time to set this up, I would suggest you outsource and have someone tackle the task for you. The small amount of money you're going to pay to get your business automated will more than pay for itself when you have more time on your hands. It will also help your business in becoming more efficient and productive. I've heard it said a million times, but can't help but repeat it here. Time is indeed money. And now your networking tip of the week. Tell your story and be liked. Building relationships is about becoming known, liked, and trusted. KLTR, know, like, trust, and respect. When you tell your story, you're well on your way. Most of us like a good story, and we like the storyteller, assuming they tell us an interesting, inspiring, funny, or otherwise memorable story. The key is preparation. Think about what you want people to remember about you. Then think about how to convey that in an interesting, inspiring, or even a funny way. Telling your story does not have to take a lot of time, and in the context of business networking, it is best to be concise, and it makes a world of difference. You're listening to Get Down to Business. What a powerful, fantastic lineup of guests. We had the professionals from XC Tech Management Consulting. We had Susan from Lydia Healthcare. I encourage you to check out lydiacares.net and xctechindustry.com to find out more about our guests on today's show. As I said, get on my website, shalomklein.com. You can find out about a lot of great networking events, who's going to be on next week on the show. And of course, you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business, share it on social media. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. And don't forget, Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. To success. Let's get down to business. Next week on the show, we've got another great lineup for you. We'll talk to you then. Have a successful week, everybody.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 30 years,